Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Matthew 27, verses 27 through 31. That's our passage today. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and they twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. And then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. And after they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. And then they led him away to crucify him. The humiliation started long before the cross. The mock trials with the Jewish leaders started the ordeal. Interrogations from Pilate to Herod, then back to Pilate, sealed the condemnation. And now the soldiers begin a painful pre-cross humiliation. The soldiers surrounded Jesus and stripped him of his clothes. They put a scarlet robe on the Lord, the sign of a king, mocking him that he claimed to be a king. A wreath with thorns up to an inch long was placed on his head. A staff was forced into the Creator's hand. "I am," the great "I am," was mocked, spit at, and struck over the head time and time again. Then they led God away to be crucified. The Almighty took on flesh and made his dwelling among us. His existence was for this painful purpose. Sin had separated man from God. Death was sin's penalty. Jesus, fully God and fully man, took on death for us. The sinless one died for sinful man. The penalty of sin was paid for in full at the cross. He sacrificed himself for you and for me. Here's the question. Have you personally trusted in God's work for you on the cross? If not, make this following prayer your own. "Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, and there's nothing I can do to pay the penalty for my sin. I thank you for paying the penalty for me. Right now, I trust in your work and accept your death as my payment. Thank you for your work for me on the cross. I pray in your name. Amen." If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to help you get started on your journey. Just email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and we'd love to send some resources to you to help you start your walk with Jesus.